First of all, I want to thank the Yeshiva University Kol Torah Mitzion for organizing this amazing day. I think that in preparation for Shavuos, sometimes it's a little harder than for other Yamim Tovim because we're looking for something tangible that we can apply to our avoda, and sometimes it's harder when it comes to Shavuos because it seems almost, I guess, theoretical. So what I'd like to talk today a little bit, the topic is self-sacrifice and the fire of Chassidus. And the goal here is to try to give us something that we can use in our daily lives, in our Avodas Hashem, in our service of Hashem, especially as it comes to this week. So it's a little bit of a deep idea, but I think it's important for all of us to understand. There's a Gemara in Shkalim, that's Shkalim 16b, that's the Yerushalmi, where Rabbi Pinchas says in the name of Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, HaTorah shenasam lanu HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'Moshe, the Torah that Hashem gave to Moshe Rabbeinu, nitna lo, was given to him, Eish Levana Charusa be'Eish Shchora. The Torah that we have is white fire and engraved into it with black fire. That's it. This is not a Zohar. This is not a writing from some Mekubal from the 15th century. It's a Gemara. The Gemara says that when Hashem gave Moshe Rabbeinu the Torah, He gave him a white fire, and in it He engraved it with black fire. Now, obviously, these kinds of Gemaras are beyond us to fully understand, and we can't even begin to fathom all the depth of meaning that's contained within it. But where Chassidus would come in is they would ask a question, a very simple question, which is, this Gemara makes this statement. What does that mean for me? How is that going to change my life? What am I going to do different? What is it telling me? And the approach of the Hasidim has always been, it's not that you've got the Gemaras that talk about the ox goring the cow, and those are the halachic Gemaras. Then you've got Gemaras about how you have to be exceedingly humble, and those are, more into my interpersonal and working on myself. In the world of the Hasidim, everything was about how can I be a better person. So the question is, how does knowing that the Torah is black fire written on top of white fire, how does that change me? So I'd like to share with you a number of points made by some of the great Hasidic masters of the generations. I think that'll help us have some insight into this. The Baal Shem Tov, the founder of the Hasidic movement, his primary student was the Maggid of Mezrich, who took his place. And the primary student of the Maggid of Mezrich was Rabbi Lamelech of Lezhensk, the author of the Noam Elimelech. The Noam Elimelech wrote what we call the Tzetel Katan, which literally translates as the little letter. And this is how the little letter begins. And I quote, "At every moment and every time that you are free of Torah study, especially if you're sitting by yourself alone," and these days everyone's got plenty of opportunities to sit by themselves alone, "or if you're laying in your bed and you're unable to sleep, you should think about..." Now, before I go on, I want to point this out. Many other Rabban and many other great leaders, if they would be writing this, they would say, you should think about the daf, or think about some kasha in the Gemara that you have, especially if you're trying to go to sleep, that really works for you. But the Noam Elimelech doesn't say that. He says a person's laying in his bed, he can't sleep, he should think about the positive commandment of the Torah, which is, "V'nigdashti besoch b'nei Yisrael," and I shall be sanctified amongst the Jewish people. And therefore, a person should create an image in their mind. He should formulate a thought he should picture a big, huge fire burning in front of him on the earth, but reaching to the heart of heaven. These are the words of the Naim HaMelech. And you, for the sake of the sanctity of Hashem, should overcome your nature and allow yourself to be thrown into the fiery furnace, Al Kiddush Hashem. And because you have this positive thought, HaKadosh Baruch Hu counts for us positive thoughts as if we actually fulfilled them. And therefore, you're not laying or sitting and doing nothing. Rather, you are fulfilling a positive commandment of the Torah. That's what the Naim HaMelech writes in the Tzetel Katan. That you're sitting, you're unable to sleep, you're sitting bored, whatever it is. Sit there and imagine a scene. A scene where you are being asked to die Al Kiddush Hashem. Picture it happening. Let it occur to you. Let it feel real. And you will have performed a positive commandment of the Torah. Those are the words of the Naim HaMelech. It's an amazing concept to consider that that you can fulfill the mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem, you can fulfill this positive commandment in the Torah, which to give your life, that you can fulfill it all the time by imagining yourself doing so. That itself is quite a novel idea from the Naim HaMelech. But the question is, why does he picture this big, huge fire? Now, we know throughout our history, there have been those who have died by being thrown into the fiery furnace, although the fiery furnace has usually been the story of survival with Avram, Hanan, Mishael, and Azariah. But why the fiery furnace? And why does the Naim HaMelech want us to expend our energy and our efforts picturing ourselves dying Al Kiddush Hashem? In fact, I'm not going to go here today, but I've even seen one great scholar of today suggest that too many Jews followed this Naim HaMelech, and too many Jews were imagining themselves dying Al Kiddush Hashem, and so many Jews doing so may even have brought on a requirement for Kiddush Hashem. But I'm not going there today. I'd like to focus on more positive terms. So how do we understand this incredible teaching from the Naim HaMelech? So I'd like to start with a story. The story is Rabbi Aaron of Karlin, who is another one of the great Hasidic masters, was sitting at home, learning Torah, of course, and he heard a knock at the door. So he goes to the door, and he says, "Who's there?" This is not a knock-knock joke. And the person says, on the other side of the door, says "Ich," which is Yiddish for, "Hey, it's me." So Rav Aaron of Karlin turns around and goes and sits back down at his table and continues to study Torah. So 30 seconds go by, another knock on the door, he walks over, maybe this is a knock-knock joke, I don't know. It's another knock at the door, he goes to the door and says, "Who's there?" And the person says, "Sizich, it's I." So Baron of Kalin turns back around and sits back down and continues to learn. The third time, he comes to the door, and he hears the knock, "Who's there?" And he says, and the guy on the other side says, "What's going on? I keep telling you, it's me, it's, Yankel O'Berl, whatever his name was." So he opens the door with a smile, "Yankel O'Berl, whatever your name," well, he knew what his name was, and he invites him in. So afterwards he asks him, "What was that? I a few times I told you it was me, and I saw you come to the door, and you just walked away." He says, "Those first times when you knocked on the door, I asked you to tell me who was at the door, and you said, 'Siz ich.' Ich is, it's me, it's I. There is no ich. There is no I. There is no, it's me. You have a name, and I'm glad to see you. I'm very excited to see you. But there is no ich. There is only one Anochi, and that is Hashem." That was the lesson of Rabbi Aaron Karliner. And I'd like, if I could give some meaning to what Rabbi Aaron Carlina is trying to say. The following message that just this point that I'm going to make is an extremely important point, but very, very, very deep. And so if you'll bear with me, I'll come back to the surface in a bit, but just for a second. Every person here, every person in the world, has a goof. You have a physical body. That physical body is not you. That physical body is a machine that you are placed inside of, and your self controls the machine, so it feels like that's me, but your physical body is not you any more than your car is you. You drive it, you put your feet in the right place automatically, you know how to move it. I hope you're paying attention while you're driving, but you can basically do so without using much of your brain. In the same way, your body is not you. The you is your neshama. The you is your memories, your feelings, your experiences, your thoughts, your loves, your tragedies, all those, everything that's inside of you, that's deep and that isn't your body, that's your you. That is not a deep enough concept to understand. Now try this one. The universe, all of creation, is also a body. All of creation. I'm going to say this, and I'm going to ask Hashem to forgive me if I don't say it right. Because if you don't say it right, it's mamish mamish apikorsis. But if you say it right, it's the deepest of the deep. So hear me out. The entire creation is the body, and what you are to your body is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is to all of creation. The you, which you are to your body, you are your neshama, that is your anochi. Whenever someone says anochi, I, they don't mean their fingers and their toes. They mean the person who feels and knows and understands and recognizes and remembers. That's the anochi, that's the me. You should know that the entire universe, including your anochi, is all just a physical, almost nothingness compared to the true Anochi of the universe, Anochi Hashem Elokecha. That's why the word Anochi is the first word that Hashem speaks to mankind, in this case to the Jewish people. He says, all of you are so into yourselves. You're all into your, what should I pack today? What do we eat for breakfast? What do we eat for lunch? You're completely nullified to the fact that you're all just the physical universe relative to the Anochi, which is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So hear me out here. The Noam HaMelech says, in Parsha Shemos, discussing the Sne. Moshe Rabbeinu comes to Har Chorev. He sees a burning bush. It says, Vayera Elav Hashem Belabas Esh Mitoch HaSne. He saw that Hashem appeared to him from within the flaming fire. Vayar Vini HaSne Boer Be'esh VaSne Nenuchal. The thorn bush, the Sne, is on fire, but it's not being consumed. What does that mean? Says the Noam HaMelech, listen to this. The snare, the thorn bush, is all of us. Each of us. The thorn bush represents us looking from the direction, from the angle of all our negative characteristics. Now, some of us are really good at this. Some of us can look at any person and see all their negative characteristics, and they're really good when they look at themselves. They only see the positive characteristics. That's a negative characteristic. But the thorn bush for each of us We can, when we need to, when we want to. We can look at ourselves and see ourselves as this thorn bush. A thorn bush of hatred that's within us, and jealousy, and arrogance, and desire, and lustfulness, all the other negative attributes that are within us. And Moshe Rabbeinu, and all of us think, that we can burn the thorn bush. Which is, I can get excited and perform mitzvahs with fervor, I'm gonna daven, and I'm gonna daven like I'm on fire, and then I'll finish davening, and then I'll no longer be a Baal Gaiva, and a Baal Taiva, and a Baal Chemda, and a Baal Sina. I no longer have any of these negative characteristics. That's what we believe. We believe that if we just have some Geschmackkeit in our Yiddishkeit, that we, if we fill it with meaning and fervor, that all of a sudden... And so he says, Noam HaLamelech, that Moshe Rabbeinu saw himself on fire. He saw his thorn bush on fire, but the thorn bush isn't being consumed. As soon as he returned to his life, he went back to his kina and sina and gaiva and taiva and kavod and all the other things. Again, Moshe Rabbeinu on his level, but Noam HaLamelech is trying to get these verses to speak to us. Meaning that, yes, I have a Shabbos. And on Shabbos, I think, wow, it's wonderful to be with Hashem, and I'm eating L'Shem Shemayim and davening L'Shem Shemayim. Then, as soon as Shabbos is out, just like that, poof, I'm back into the world. I have to know all the news. I'm just so lost in it. What happened? Where? Why? Why is the thorn bush not being consumed? The answer to that is not in the Noam HaLamelech, but I'd like to share with you another teaching from the Jikava Rebbe. From the Imre Noam. The Imre Noam discusses the verse in Parshas Yisro. It says, "V'har Sinai Ashan Kulo Mipnei Asher Yarad Alav Hashem Ba'esh." The picture of Har Sinai, we tell our children to make pictures of Har Sinai covered in grass. So that's true up until Matan Torah started. Once Matan Torah started, you know what Har Sinai looked like? It looked like someone had ordered way too many smoke machines. Har Sinai Ashan Kulo. The entire mountain was smoking. Mipnei Asher Yarad Olav Hashem Ba'esh, because Hashem came down in fire. Asks the Imre Noam, you'd think that in the heavenly spheres they would have some fire control systems where they could have the great fire without needing all the smoke. And furthermore, why is it important for the Torah to tell me that Har Sinai was covered in smoke because of the fire? Says the Imre Noam, fire doesn't make smoke. I'll prove it to you. Take a candle and light it and watch, and there isn't really much smoke that's being... You know what causes the smoke? When whatever is burning the fire is consumed and destroyed. Hashem came down on the fire of Har Sinai, and the Jewish people were consumed. They burned up their physical, their negative attributes, all the parts of themselves that needed to be burnt away. For the first time, the Jewish people were smoking in the healthy way, they were burning away their esh, their ruach, their mayim, their afar, the fire, the water, the wind, the earth within them, their hatred, their anger, their animosity, their complaints, all their negativity. It was all burning away. That was the smoke that was covering Har Sinai. He says that's what a korban is. Everyone knows that a korban has to have salt, and it has to have, we're told that it has to have domem, tzomeach, chai, and medaber. There has to be inanimate object in the korban, that's the salt that they add to the korban, and there's got to be tzomeach, the vegetation, so that would be the korban mincha, or the oil, or the wine. There's got to be the chai, the living animal, that's the animal that's being offered. And then there's the adam, there's the person. All four levels of creation have to be part of a carbon. And we're told that when a person brings the carbon correct, it becomes an ishei reach nicha'ach l'Hashem. It becomes a fire of a pleasant aroma to Hashem. What's the pleasant aroma? Burning salt? HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't take pleasure, even kaviyachol, even metaphorically speaking, from a something that smells like a good barbecue. HaKadosh Baruch Hu finds a pleasant aroma when we light ourselves spiritually on fire. But not just that we're lit on fire, but that we're actually consuming the parts of us and burning away the parts of us that need to be consumed. So, hear this. The Imre Noam doesn't say this, so if he didn't mean this, I apologize. But it's the same mountain. It's the same mountain. Moshe Rabbeinu sees the burning bush. And there he sees the snare, this burning bush. Einanu Uchal is not being destroyed. Why can't I burn away all this negativity? And so we go from snare, the burning bush, to Sinai. It's the same place. At that point, the Jewish people, after counting the Omer, after working their way of 49 days, Vahar Sinai, says the verse, Kulo Asham. Kulo Asham means entirely in smoke. Again, the Imre Noam doesn't say this, so if he doesn't mean this, he can blame it on me. Vahar Sinai Kulo Asham, the entire mountain is on smoke, means even the burning bush that Moshe Rabbeinu saw that was not being consumed, at this time it was entirely being consumed. Because the fire of the Jewish people standing at Har Sinai is a completely different fire. As long as there is an Anochi, as long as there is a self, and there is a me, and there is my feelings, and well, what about my opinion, and what about my status and my situation, that is asbestos. It's asbestos, spiritually speaking. It stops anything from being consumed in fire. And it's got all the negative aspects of asbestos too. It'll choke you to death in the long term. But that's what it is. It's the self, the Anochi. As long as I am the most important person in the world, as long as I am so significant that I need to be concerned about myself, there is no place for my bad attributes to be burnt up. What I need is a little bit of self-nullification. Now, self-nullification is not an easy place to get to. But it begins a little bit by putting yourself aside for someone else, putting yourself aside for people who you're responsible for, expanding that into maybe people who said you're responsible for, giving of yourself. But you know, it's so tricky, because when I volunteer somewhere, you know what I walk out afterwards with? Instead of the I gave of myself, I still walk out with the look how great I am. Because the Yetzirah is so clever. Humility. Humility, which is the, you know what? I don't have to be heard. I don't have to be seen. I don't have to be recognized. I don't want to anonymously get caught doing something, right? All the people who are secretly giving or secretly doing and dropping something at someone's door, hoping that not the person who sees them, who they're giving it to, but someone else will see them, and then later they'll talk about, you know, we have so many games we play within our heads. The Tiferes Shlomo tells us, the Tiferes Shlomo of Radomsk, he says that Yitzchak asks Avram, "Hine ha'esh v'ha'etzim v'ayasel ola." Here's the wood. Here's the fire. Here's the wood. Where's the sheep for the carbon ola? Says the Tiferes Shlomo. Why didn't he mention the knife? Says the Tiferes Shlomo. No. Yitzchak Avinu knew that he was going to be slaughtered for the sake of a carbon. He said, "Va'ayeh hasel la'ola," but where's the sheep for the carbon? Because you got to be kidding me. There's no way Hashem wants me to be the sheep. Who am I to be the sheep? And so he says, all right, he can be slaughtered. But I'm sure there's an actual sheep that Hashem is going to actually want. And says it to Rav Shlomo, that's what makes Yitzchak the perfect Korban Olah. The person who doesn't feel like he deserves. So, one final teaching to add on to this before we get to tie this all up together. The Kedushas Levi says, what is this black fire and white fire? He says white, if anybody knows even a little bit of basic science, you'd know that white is all the colors combined, while black is just black. It is without any of the colors. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the white fire. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Vayihi Or, the light, the fire, the Anochi of the entire universe. That is the master of the world who is the white fire. And we, this is from the Kedushas Levi, we are the black fire. We are the fire that there's really nothing to us. We have no color. We are completely insignificant. That's all the Kedushas Levi says. But I'd like to extend that into our teaching. Someone who has an Anochi, they have a self, they're self-promoting and self, everything is about themselves. Such a person is trying to add color to their fire. And the Torah can't be written that way. Your fire, each of our fires, needs to be black fire within black fire. Do you know what happens when black fire meets with black fire? It's just all black fire. It's not trying to display anything. It's not trying to show its colors. It is just burning within itself. If you nullify yourself, then you can be part of the writing of the Torah, which is the black fire on top of white fire. The negative attributes, your bad attributes, they won't burn in colored fire. They will only burn in black fire. Because the ink of the Sefer Torah of Hashem, ink of a Sefer Torah has to be black ink on top of white parchment. God is the white fire and He laid out creation, and in that Torah are going to lay 600,000 letters. Those 600,000 letters are each of us. And in order for us to be a kosher letter of the Sefer Torah, we have to be black ink. Black ink means that we are willing to from afar not be noticed, but we are all just a black fire within ourselves. The great fire that the Noam HaLamelech is trying to get us to picture, it's not so much, he could have used, someone holding a revolver or someone holding iron combs or all the other stories of the way the different Jewish people have passed through the generations. But he wants us to picture a fire because everything about who we are and what we stand for is represented by the fire. By the fire that's within us, by the fire which comes with self-nullification. And that's, you're in a room, you're having a kumzitz. You don't have to be heard, you don't have to be seen, you just need to be on fire. That black fire, may all of us be zocha, that through our lighting of ourselves, this black fire, we should be zocha to this self-nullification, which brings us to the highest realm, and we should merit nasa v'nishma, that we will do exactly as it is we're supposed to do, even before we are told that we're supposed to do so. Thank you.